Well, look at this. A snake in the birdhouse.
Well, a corgi, actually.
Hello, fellas.
Hello, Corby.
Hey, Corvo.
Maddie, how was your little vacation?
Oh, I enjoyed a couple of days.
Are you going to have a big one?
No.
You just taking a couple days?
Yeah, I took a couple days there. I'm more of the extended weekend person.
See, dude, I'm telling you, I love the four-day weekend, the Monday, Friday, yeah. Monday wraparound.
Yep.
More than, like, the 10-day vacation.
Yeah, I agree.
And I can't explain it. I feel so energized if I leave, like, on a Friday morning or a Thursday night somewhere and come back on a Monday night or whatever, and I'm like, okay, I'm good to go, ready to come back to work.
It's the perfect amount of time.
Yeah, I'm doing that. I took the Monday off July 4th weekend so I can have a four-day weekend that weekend.
See, I have the four-day, but I guess five because I took the Monday and Tuesday after, which I think that's a great play, too, because then you're knocking out the two worst days of the week. Friday's an awesome day at work, but Mondays and Tuesdays are terrible.
That's really smart, too. You know, we had a guy that we work with currently, Pat, in production, who will take random Wednesdays off as
wild.
Vacation days.
I would kind of hate that.
Wednesday.
Kind of hate that.
Like, it makes no sense whatsoever. And he's like, yeah, I just like that midweek break.
That's so funny. That's,
yeah, I wouldn't want just the one day off is, you got to back it into a couple of days.
Yeah.
You got to at least have that.
Maybe you do like a Tuesday, Wednesday, and you have like a midweek weekend.
Like doing this was great, even though I didn't go anywhere because I had nothing going on. But now when we're done, like, oh, Thursday, Friday weekend.
Yeah.
And then next week, four-day week. And the week after that, four-day week for me. So.
Yeah. No.
It's great.
There are many ways to spend a vacation, but I'm totally with you guys. I'm a huge believer in the, now I do like to do something. I mean, I'm fine staying here. I've done that many times too.
You'd just rather go to Red Rocks.
But I'd rather go to Red Rocks.
100%. You know, another reason why, and this doesn't affect everybody, but you know, if I had little kids and that live with me, then you go on vacation, you got to take them with you, whatever. Yeah. That's different. When I go on vacation, man, more than three nights is my body's like, stop.
Really?
Because you go hard?
I enjoy myself. I might go. And like, that's just how it is. Like, even if I were to go to the beach on a vacation right now at an all-inclusive place, I don't know that I could tell myself I've had enough.
Because we've done Vegas and Mexico, and there's that last day where you're like, boy, I think I just need to go home.
It's true.
I can't have another Frozen Awesome. I'm probably just going to – I'm going to take it easy today.
Well, I remember whatever year that was when we went to Vegas for the Super Bowl, and one of my friends from L.A. came out the – Saturday night before or I can't remember, but Matt, we met you at a brewery.
Yeah.
No way.
That really cool, I can't remember the name of it, but, or maybe it was just a bar.
It was a beer bar. The Silver Stamp. It was a beer bar.
Dude, that was the best place I've ever been to in Vegas.
Yeah, easily. It is fantastic.
Yes.
Like a crazy phenomenal craft beer selection.
Yeah, it was incredible. But then I'm like, oh man. Like, we haven't even started the week yet. I'm going, man, this is just, I'm already feeling bad.
I mean, it's,
before it starts.
Yeah.
Vegas has that effect on you too, cause it's so homogenized. Like, it's all the same vibe.
Yes.
So you can get over that extremely quickly.
Yeah. No doubt. Okay. So, Blaze has the greatest idea ever, and I swear to God, he should market this somehow and sell it to the Mavericks. He says, would it fly socially if the Mavs built a marketing campaign around the Duke boys, where Cooper Flagg and Derek Lively and Kyrie dressed up as Bo, Luke, and Uncle Jesse and did skits on the arena jumbotron and the General
Lee?
That needs to be in-game entertainment.
Do that.
Yeah, that's
just some
fantastic.
Good old boys.
That's great.
Now, you might not get away with the General Lee.
Yeah, you might want to skip General Lee.
You just have a different car, and during pregame introductions, they slide over the hood to get out onto the court.
Just put the Mavericks logo on the top of the car and move on. It'll be awesome. It'll be a blue car. It'll be really cool. I love
the Duke boys.
That's awesome.
and Miriam Adelson, who owns the team, can wear her Daisy Dukes and get out on the court.
You can get Waylon's
let's probably
kid
skip
to
that
re-sing
one too.
The song.
Yeah, let's get rid of that one for sure. That's an awesome idea.
It's a really good idea.
Well, he doesn't want to sell it to the Mavs. Dump all this, and we'll do it.
Okay, so there is no way Cooper Flagg, 18, Derek Lively, 22. Right? 21?
I think he's 20. Did he just turn 21?
Yeah, I think he's 21.
Yeah, he's 20.
Okay, so no way
February.
They know about the Dukes of Hazzard. Kyrie probably does.
Man, that's a good question. Because the movie, when did the movie come out? With Jessica Simpson.
Oh, the movie.
5, 6, something like that. But still, that's like their... Like, Derek Lively was born in 2004.
Okay, so 2005 was a Dukes of Hazzard film. Yeah, you're probably right.
And it's not like that's a... an all-time classic. I mean, I enjoyed it when it came out, but...
Are there still reruns all the time on TBS and TNT?
Of Dukes of Hazzard?
Yeah.
No. Okay. I don't even think TV Land is playing that anymore.
Isn't there like some redneck country-based network, though,
CMT?
That plays like Hee-Haw and that
I'm sure
stuff?
There is. I'm sure there's some like Tubi TV channel.
TRC, the redneck channel.
The redneck channel.
Yeah.
It's just Jeff Foxworthy all the time.
And just like replays of Farmer Wants a Wife.
I'm sure there is some channel that is replaying the Duke boys somewhere.
It's got to be.
I'm sure.
Yeah. It was too popular. Did you watch it, Travis?
I mean, I've seen a few episodes. My dad was, he pretty much controlled the TV. And if it wasn't on Nick at Night during the day, it was on TV Land. So I've seen multiple episodes of all of those shows. I was a big fan of the movie. I loved Johnny Knoxville and Sean William Scott at that time, so I was bought in. And then you put Jessica Simpson and some Daisy Dukes and little Travis.
And
was
that was
excited.
At her absolute peak, right?
Yeah,
she looked
definitely.
Nice.
Yeah, I didn't see that movie because I'm true to the TV show.
Right, you're a purist of the Dukes of Hazzard.
They remade this. Ridiculous. I mean, back in the day,
let's
the show
say you're
was
running
awesome.
The Mavericks. What's your PR campaign strategy? This is from Dan. What's your PR campaign strategy this summer to wipe out as much of the fans' Luka trade backlash and try to win as many back as you can, starting with the minute you draft Flag tonight? I mean, I think it's pretty easy because you did get this reprieve.
Yeah.
But you need to put, and this is the problem I've had with the Mavericks for the last 2 years since Kyrie got here. Even before the title, is that they're not we can't access them.
Right, they're not out.
They're
there.
Just not available.
Yep.
And
that was before the trade too. Like that was before all of that.
Right.
It's been
right.
years.
You know, Dirk Dirk was really really open to coming on. He came on with Bad Radio every single year, multiple times. He did so much stuff within the community and was all over the place media-wise, even early on in his career, and it got even, you know, more and more as time moved on. But with Luka, man, it was such kid gloves. Mm-hmm. Like, and there was no difference between Luka and Dirk as far as age, as far as foreign country, as far as language barriers. But they were so protective of him. And then Kyrie, Klay Thompson, and now Anthony Davis. And I get Anthony Davis is brand new. But the fact that... I think it'll change. I think tonight it all changes. And it better. But the fact that Klay Thompson wasn't on with anyone this year, what are you doing? Klay Thompson, dude.
Yeah.
It's a Hall of Fame super god in the industry that they didn't put out there for anyone. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, I agree. The accessibility needs to be broader. That would help tremendously.
Invisibility, like... There needs to be spots of local advertising with these guys that are just, you know, there for something, for a moment.
Right.
Like every other team has this where like, you know, whatever, some lawyer or some landscape,
absolutely.
Whatever has a ranger that represents them. And, you
and
know,
I
they've
reached
gotten
out.
A, go ahead. No, go ahead.
No, I reached out to the Mavs too whenever Klay got here.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was like, look, first off, I love the guy. I've loved him since he got into the NBA. He's a big dog guy. He just lost his dog of like 14 years or something passed away not too long ago. My kid told me, but I wanted him to, you know, to get involved with him and promote rescue and things like that. And I thought it was a really easy tie-in, and just like there's not even an email response or a text response. Yeah. It's just nothing.
That team got a pass for so many years having a foreign player as their number one that it felt like they have the stance that we don't need to do any of that to make what we need to make work. And I think you're getting an opportunity of this hugely American roster.
Yeah.
Put them out there. And it doesn't hurt having a bunch of dudes from the same college that's Duke, and you can connect it to the Dukes of Hazzard. Come on.
Yeah. And I kind of predicted this a month ago or so, that everything would change the minute this guy got drafted, that Nico becomes more vocal. He's not going to talk about the Luka thing. That's done. That's water under the bridge, but he's going to be more out there. I think that this is such a golden parachute.
Yeah.
That you can't let it go. You can't just say, okay, now we have Cooper Flagg, let's do nothing. You have to get and it's such simple, like we said, it's very, very simple things. Just get these guys out there to talk. Get Anthony Davis. I would kill to talk to Anthony Davis about Cooper Flagg, playing in the practice team in the Olympics last year. How great would that be to get both those guys up there to have both their perspectives on it? That would be awesome. I don't need to talk about Luka with Anthony Davis. I just don't.
That's what they're going to be afraid of.
I know.
And after about 2 or 3 months of flag mania, hopefully they come to their senses that, look, there's a big subset of the fan base that's still upset, but we're ready to move on if you are. And if you don't continue screwing up at every turn, we won't keep bringing that up. But until that happens,
Yeah, and arguably now the two most marketable players you have, Anthony Davis and Cooper Flagg, have never played with Luka, and so they don't have much to comment on.
Right.
You know, it's just, we're not.
Very true.
This is not our, that was their team. This is our team. So it would make a lot of sense if they kind of pumped all those guys out there and said, let's start this new barrage of marketing. Mm-hmm. I saw where, I don't know if you guys read that ESPN article that came out, that they've renewed about 80% of their season tickets. And they signed some deal. It was very nebulous in the way they described it, but it was some deal that they said was the second biggest deal the Mavericks have ever signed by way of advertising with some individual company.
Yeah, I saw that. They need to take advantage of it. And to your point, because they're doing that with Jason Kidd. I mean, all of a sudden, Jason Kidd was everywhere talking to everyone. So they need to figure out a way to get the guys on board with that, to have the faces that are on the court and the faces that you want to be the faces of the franchise to also do the same thing.
Take advantage of this get out of jail free card, because most franchises do not get this type of situation handed to them, and you have an opportunity to turn a ship around that looked like it was about to sink.
Right. From Big Sports Theory, what are your thoughts on Dirk not being involved, associated with the Mavs at all anymore? Sad to see, as someone who looked up to Dirk and viewed him as one of the greatest people who happened to be an athlete.
It's funny, Travis and I were talking about that earlier today, actually.
A couple times.
Yeah, it's weird that you haven't heard Dirk at all on Cooper and what his thoughts are, and then that thing comes out with the Troy Aikman voiced over hype video
from the Mavs,
and they use Troy Aikman.
So, like, I that's awesome, and it's really cool, because obviously Troy is a champion and he's a top draft pick in this town, and obviously his voice means something. But you have a guy right there that would make a lot of sense, and that seems to be an indication that it's less of a rift and more of a breakup type situation. Because in what world would the Mavericks win the lottery and have the top pick in the draft and Dirk is silent on it the whole time? We talked about it. Maybe it's something he's saving up for Amazon Prime, but it's weird, man.
Yeah, and I think, I don't want to say I know, but I'm pretty sure that he will be back in the fold, and mainly it's going to be because Cooper Flagg is going to reach out. That camp is going to reach out to Dirk as far as, what do I need to do?
Yeah,
you know, he's got all of these different sounding boards on the team right now. where he can lean on these guys, you know, including his head coach, including the three guys that are Hall of Famers on the team. Like, what do I need to do? But I think first and foremost, he leans on Dirk. And just as far as being some sort of, because as great as those other three guys are, they're never going to be known as the guy in town.
Right.
Well, Cooper now is the guy in town. And, you know, I thought we all thought that Luka was super lucky to have Dirk playing, obviously, for that year. But I think Dirk will get back into it. We saw this with Madonna too. There are breakups within organizations and players and marquee guys all the time.
Sammy Sosa just returned to Chicago for the first time in like 20 years.
Exactly. This is not new. It may be new around here, but again, Madonna did it.
Yeah,
Madonna wanted
a good
nothing
yeah.
to do with that bunch. Yeah, I'm sure there have been instances with the Cowboys too.
Yeah.
But this is Dirk will be back. Dirk lives here. He loves that team. He loves Jason Kidd. He'll be back.
Especially
no
if it's the flag camp that reaches out to Dirk. Dirk's not going to say no.
No.
Like,
right.
It's still Dirk, you know? Now, if Nico called him and asked him to come, like, take his...
He just wouldn't answer the phone.
Right, yeah. To do something with Nico, that might be a little different, or even Dumont. But if Cooper Flagg and his group were to reach out to Dirk, I feel like Dirk would be extremely receptive to that.
Okay, I'm sorry. We all maybe rambled too long on those. Were good points though. Those were good 3 points. We didn't have enough. I had a lot more to get to, but we talk a lot because it's
do.
Radio.
Yeah,
you
it
know?
Happens.
Yeah, it's what we do.
All right, Corby. Thanks,
Corby.
All right, boys.
Good stuff.
We'll talk to you soon.
Enjoy
Bye-bye.
Flag Day. All right, we'll there do. He goes.